Sweetheart of the Song Trabong. Vietnam was full of strange stories, some improbable, some well beyond that. But the stories that will last forever are those that swirl back and forth across the border between trivia and bedlam, the mad and the mundane. This one keeps returning to me. I heard it from Rat Kiley, who swore up and down to its truth, although in the end I'll admit that doesn't amount to much of a warranty. Among the men in Alpha Company, Rat had a reputation for exaggeration and overstatement, a compulsion to rev up the facts. And for most of us, it was normal procedure to discount 60 or 70% of anything he had to say. If Rat told you, for example, that he'd slept with 4 girls one night, you could figure it was about a girl and a half. It wasn't a question of deceit, just the opposite. He wanted to heat up the truth, to make it burn so hot that you would feel exactly what he felt. For Rat Kiley, I think, facts were formed by sensation, not the other way around. And when you listened to one of his stories, you'd find yourself performing rapid calculations in your head, subtracting superlatives, figuring the square root of an absolute, and then multiplying by maybe. Still, with this particular story, Rat never backed down. He claimed to have witnessed the incident with his own eyes. And I remember how upset he became one morning when Mitchell Sanders challenged him on its basic premise. "It can't happen," Sanders said. "Nobody ships his honey over to Nam. It don't ring true. I mean, you just can't import your own personal poontang." Rat shook his head. "I saw it, man. I was right there. This guy did it." "His girlfriend? Straight on. It's a fact." Rat's voice squeaked a little. He paused and looked at his hands. "Listen, the guy sends her the money, flies her over, this cute blonde, just a kid, just barely out of high school. She shows up with a suitcase and one of those plastic cosmetic bags, comes right out to the boonies. I swear to God, man, she's got on culottes, white culottes, and this sexy pink sweater. There she is." I remember Mitchell Sanders folding his arms. He looked over at me for a second, not quite grinning, not saying a word, but I could read the amusement in his eyes. Rat saw it too. "No lie," he muttered. "Culottes.